This is Yahoo Finance Live. We've got a handful of retail earnings still coming out after the close yesterday and this morning. Let us start with Dick's Sporting Goods, shall we? That company coming out with numbers that beat estimates, comp sales forecast for 2022, an 18 to 20% gain. And as I was looking here, it looks like the company, you know, we like to talk about how the numbers compared with 2019, and it looks like Dick's has been coming in above those 2019 levels. You see their comps up 19% during the second quarter. Brian, what stands out to you about these Dick's numbers?
Everything. This is a home run quarter from Dick's Sporting Goods. This is along the lines of what we saw out of Best Buy, just a company that is firing, what we saw from Best Buy yesterday, that company that is really firing on all cylinders, execution very good by management, and then two, favorable consumer tailwinds. The earnings call is going to kick off soon. I suspect they will executives will get on this call and discuss how the golf business is strong, sneaker business is strong, sporting goods remain strong, especially as kids go back to school and start playing up various sports. They've also invested large sums of money to improve the look and feel and the service inside of their golf business. A big driver, outdoor sports, big driver for this company. And also, too, part of the reason why you've seen the stock up double digits pre-market is this special dividend. And this is what I hinted at yesterday with Best Buy, a company sitting on billions of dollars of cash, and they're going to have to do something with it. And Dick's is $5.50 per share special dividend, also hiking up its buyback by $200 million. Plus the strength of the quarter, sales up 45% versus 2019, ticked all the boxes. Likely, I would not be shocked to see follow through on this bullish move here in coming sessions. And even, even the outlook, Miles, I mean, look at the street. They took their earnings guidance for the full year to 1245 to 1295. Consensus, 901. If you're an analyst on Dick's Sporting Goods, where the hell have you been? Model the company correctly because you've been completely off.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the stock over the last 5 years, you saw a company that was languishing as let's call it an appendage of the death of the mall, right? Some Dick's are attached to malls, some of them are freestanding. But this stock was at $20 at the low. Now it's set to open at $130. And as you mentioned, and it's upside down, and as you mentioned there, Sazi, I'll be reading the call looking for commentary on the Golf Galaxy business. But really, every trend that came, you know, out of COVID related to recreation, outdoors, you know, they have Field and Stream stores, golfing, camping, biking, getting Yetis. It all sort of broke in Dick's favor. And now they're rewarding shareholders here with this shareholder return, but also a business that, you know, fundamentally has not been in this kind of position in some time.
There's that opening bell. Smart Rent, which is coming public through SPAC, is ringing the bell this morning. Meanwhile, even our graphics bowled over by those Dick's numbers. Let's move it on to Nordstrom here this morning. And this is one that on the face of it, you know, you get these earnings sometimes where on the face of it, things look good, right? The company beat estimates. Nordstrom did. You can see they're handily beating estimates on the earnings line. And yet the stock is not behaving like there was a beat here. And looking through some of the analyst commentary this morning, it looks like the expectations were perhaps a little bit high going into this. They're looking at Nordstrom versus peers in this environment, and they're also looking at the company's margin forecasts. So perhaps that is one of the things that is responsible for the drop in the shares that we have been seeing in the pre-market and in the post-market as well after the company reported its numbers, Saz.
Yeah, a couple red flags here, and I think why you are seeing shares in the penalty box now down double digits. First up, sales down 6% versus 2019, second quarter of 2019. Not necessarily a great thing to see. Gross profit margins flat versus the second quarter of 2019. Also, their anniversary sale. This is a very important event for this company each year. Those sales are only 1%. And then if you take a step back, Julian, you mentioned some of the analyst reaction this morning here, really highlighting how Nordstrom may be underperforming some others in the department store space. Deutsche Bank analyst Gabriella Carbone noting operating income for Nordstrom was down 30% in the second quarter on a two-year basis. Macy's saw operating income up 295%, Kohl's up 49%, and also, too, highlighting some weakness on a two-year basis in the rack business. Rack sales down 8% versus 2019. Raw store sales up 21%. Marmax, that is a combination of Marshalls and TJ Maxx owned by TJX companies. Those sales are up 20%. So I think that's why you're seeing the stock trade off here really aggressively in the early going.
I mean, I think when you're coming out and saying that sales are still down against 2019 in this environment, Brian Sazzi, as you mentioned, not going to be positively received. Also talking about inventory levels higher, not great. When inventories are up, that sales trajectory is down. And the beginning of the press release starts with a timing shift around the anniversary sale, essentially as the excuse for why you're coming in light here on the numbers. Not something, obviously, as we can see the reaction investors are excited about.
Yeah, I feel like they always bring up that anniversary sale in all of their releases. That's always the issue for Nordstrom when things don't go their way.
Every quarter, their once annual anniversary sale comes up somehow.
It feels that way.
Although I think it's twice. That happens twice a year, right? Is it once a year? I don't know.
Once a year. I don't even know. I believe it's once a year.
Yeah, I think it's once a year also. But on the inventory front, one of the most interesting reports to me, and this is something that Sazi flagged, came this morning in the form of Urban Outfitters. Not so much because Urban Outfitters did well, which it did, but because of some comments that the company's CEO, Richard Hayne, made. He said, our biggest concern right now is actually getting the inventory, not when it's going to come in or how much it's going to cost. He talked about Vietnam as really one of the sources of bottlenecks here. He says, we're doing whatever we can to get it in whenever we can. Which is pretty interesting here, Brian Sazzi, because, you know, we've been looking to China and the port shutdown there, which has just been lifted, by the way. And Vietnam kind of snuck in under our noses as an issue for some of these retailers that had shifted their manufacturing there, right?
Julie, we weren't supposed to say anything about this. I have to go write this story up after the show. Now I'm going to have to hop off the show and write this story up before somebody else beats me to it. But no, yes, to your point, we're hearing from a lot of apparel folks. Vietnam is a very key area to source apparel from. And essentially, Vietnam is on lockdown because of the COVID-19, a new outbreak over there. So you just can't get your goods. But I am surprised. I will say this. I am surprised to see Urban shares down as much as it is. This was a very, very strong quarter. And comments on the conference call from Richard Hayne, the founder and CEO of the company, suggesting that sales momentum for Free People, Anthropology, very strong double-digit gains continued into August. That is a very good thing to see. Also, really noting that they are no longer promoting anything in Urban Outfitters. They are raising prices in Urban Outfitters. So if you like this brand, go out and buy 20 pairs of jeans at Urban Outfitters today because the prices are going to be higher over the next few months as they try to improve profit margins in that brand. If anything, I think it is why you're seeing the stock down here. One is what you mentioned on Vietnam. And then two, they did note, Hayne did mention that sales growth has slowed a little bit in August at the Urban brand because it's hiking up prices. So something to watch moving forward.
Yeah, I guess you can buy those 20 pair of jeans if you can find them, right? Given some of the inventory issues. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's part of the... I don't know. Someone in Sazi's head needs 20 pairs of jeans.
Basketball.
There's never enough
jeans,
Miles. Come on. I love jeans. I think I have like 10 pairs.
We're not going anywhere again, so we don't need jeans.
That's right.
All right, let's turn finally quickly to Express, which has the double benefit this morning, I suppose, of reporting numbers and also being a meme stock, right? Although the stock is trading lower right now, but it was trending. It was a trending ticker is why I'm saying that. I noticed it on that list we were talking about this morning. But the numbers were better than estimated here, right, Saz?
Yeah, some street cred definitely going the way of Express CEO Tim Baxter, new CEO. We talked to him a month ago for our meme stock special, told us that sales started off strong in the quarter, and this seems to have continued. You go on the Express website, you're getting the sense that he is, in fact, Tim Baxter, turning this company around, bringing the cool back to Express. It looks like they have started running their new TV commercial campaign. I am almost tempted to go back into an Express for the first time in 10 years and actually buy something. So that is very encouraging. I'm not sure if they're on their target demo anymore, but still, I have historically liked Express. But on the numbers, really, the August sales look to have started strong for the company. Another company like Urban saying August is going pretty well so far, no impact from the Delta. So it seems e-commerce pretty well. gross margins up 580 basis points versus 2019. So you're starting to get the sense there is a turnaround happening on Express. And Tim Baxter will be on with us Friday morning. We'll ask him all about it.
Looking forward to that. We'll see if the shares manage to recover a bit before then. Thanks, Saz.